Turner Pavilion had been just as quiet as the rest of downtown Harrisonburg as the farmer's market took a two-week hiatus to plan their comeback in the midst of the pandemic. But as soon as the market officially reopened at 10 a.m. last Saturday, cars started pouring in. While it was a different sight than one would expect when visiting the farmer's market on an ordinary Saturday, the energy was still there. Foot traffic inside Turner Pavilion was replaced by car traffic through the surrounding lots. Booths displaying produce and other goods were replaced with full paper bags spanning the pavilion and waiting to be delivered to customers who placed their orders in the days leading up. It was an all-hands-on-deck operation, according to Dylan Krieger, one of the grad students in JMU's Writing, Rhetoric, and Technical Communication program, who helped with the collective project to get the vendors online in time for the new drive-through market.
It was hectic, and we were kind of running around all over the place making sure people got their stuff, but just to see the response that people got, and it's just kind of cool to see that even though we're shipping online and it's completely new, this hasn't, inhibited the farmers market from selling their goods.
Krieger spent the morning running orders to customers as they pulled in, along with his classmates Laura Siegel and Lacey Knight. At the same time, they were posting updates on all the market's social media pages. Others directed traffic around the pavilion and gathered orders. But everyone shared two key responsibilities: wear gloves and a mask, and keep 6 feet apart from each other. It was a change of pace for Judith Yankee, a regular vendor from Timberville-based North Mountain Produce. Although they sold lots of produce in this new iteration of the market, Yankee still missed interacting with her customers.
It's more confusing for me, but some of it's probably just starting. I don't know. And it's nice to actually see your normal customers and be able to talk to them and see how they're doing and everything.
Despite the rush, the bags were delivered and the waves of cars were quickly cycled through the pavilion's lot. By the time the market closed at 1 p.m., it ended up being a profitable day for both the market and its vendors. Their collaboration with X-Labs and the grad students didn't end with their first day back, however. As physical distancing measures are still in place for the foreseeable future, the farmers market will continue to take online orders and operate as a drive-through every Saturday. And X-Labs is taking that time to identify what's working and help change what isn't. Their manager, Aaron Kishbaugh, elaborated on that effort.
And they're going to be tweaks. They're not going to be major reworkings of anything. It's just, how do we optimize this and really get the process down so it is fast, smooth, and safe.
Those tweaks include techniques for controlling traffic flow and more official time windows for customers to pick up their orders. Reception among customers has been positive, and while these methods are in place to keep the market going through the pandemic, manager Josie Showalter says the online ordering and drive-through options could still be beneficial once the market is able to return to its usual format.
Obviously, my bottom line as the manager of the market is to have as many orders and happy customers as we possibly can. And I realized that, for some people on some weeks or maybe all the time, an online ordering platform would be their preference to really just meet more, I guess, a higher variety of customer needs.
One of the collective goals between the market and X-Labs was to create a model for other farmers markets who are facing similar challenges during the pandemic. On the heels of this project, students Knight and Siegel are continuing their work with Project Grows to get nearby farmers markets in Stanton, Waynesboro, and North Augusta County online as well, which Siegel is eager to begin.
As a student, I never have time to volunteer when I'm have my assistantship plus classes plus my job. The fact that I'm able to combine my class project with kind of community engagement is really cool. I feel this is the most worthwhile project I've been involved in a really long time.
You can find out more about making online orders and other information about the market's recent changes at HarrisonburgFarmersMarket.com. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.